Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. We're all familiar with this chapter. It is no doubt one of the most read chapters. Here in this book, Paul tells us what faith is. He also gives us some examples of what can be accomplished by faith. Paul starts off with saying, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then he goes on to tell us some of the things that were accomplished by faith. He said, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. He also says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by God. And then Paul goes on to talk about the faith of Abel, Enoch, and Noah. He spoke of the faith of Abraham and Sarah, Joseph, Isaac, and Jacob. He mentions the faith of Moses. He also mentions the faith of a prostitute named Rahab. When he gets down to the end of verse 31, he says, what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith seduced kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. By faith they quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness was made strong, waxed valiant in fight. By faith they turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. These people that he mentioned, who did all of these exploits, is the kind of person we want to be. And if we're not careful, we'll get to the place that we think that if we have faith, we too should be able to do everything that these men and women did. But then Paul says, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. Others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawed asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, afflicted, and tormented. They wandered in the desert and in the mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. In verse 33, he tells us that those previously mentioned people, he said they obtained promises. But then this latter group, the group that never seduced the kingdom, never stopped the mouths of lions, were not able to quench the violence of fire, and was unable to escape the edge of the sword, was never made strong when they were weak, never turned the enemy's armies to flight, women who never received their dead raised to life again. These were people who through faith never obtained promises. But let me tell you what they did obtain by faith. They obtained a good report through faith, even though they received not the promise. Maybe this speaks to you today. Maybe you can identify with that other group that Paul mentioned, the group that went through trials of mockings, the group that was tempted, the group that was destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Maybe you are part of that group. If so, that's no indication that you are not a person of faith. Jesus says, they hated me. They will hate you. In this world you shall have tribulations. But you keep trusting God, and through your faith in God, you will obtain a good report. Even though you were not a hero to others, even though you did not do great exploits, even though it appears that you are destitute and tormented, God is still with you. Troubles and trials is not an indication that you've lost your faith. It's not an indication that you're not a child of God. It's not an indication that you're not fit for heaven. You remember the beggar at the gate of the rich man begging for crumbs? He was not only a beggar. He was a sick beggar. He was covered with boils. Not only was he sick, he was unable to walk. The Bible says he was laid daily at the rich man's gate. And he was a beggar. He begged for the crumbs from the rich man's table. But yet, when he died, the angels took him to the bosom of Abraham. But the rich man, the man who no doubt had done great exploits in his community, wealthy, well-known, no doubt a likable person, he was not stingy. He would give to the poor. He kept the beggar alive until he died. So we know he must have had a generous heart. But that was not a sign that he was ready to die. That was not an indication that he was ready to be carried by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. So, my friend, when your life seems unbearable, and you feel destitute and tormented, and you feel afflicted, and you feel like you're just wandering about, put your trust in Jesus. Put your trust in God. Jesus said, you believed in God, believe also in me. Not only believe in God, but trust God. Although I'm not aware of what you're going through, God wants me to tell you that he is already working on it. So join me tomorrow. The rest of the week, I'll be speaking on this same subject. I'll even tell you more about Gideon.